Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe on a Monday into a Tuesday as we talk the world of sports and a lot to get to. Really, favorite day of the week, right? I mean, Saturday night, we give you 3 hours. We roll back on Monday. We get to look back and see where we missed a few, right? But yeah, busy day today. Obviously, the Cowboys are front and center. We're going to go double-barreled action. Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins at about 25 past this hour. And then we're going to get to Scott Warner, a National Football Foundation. He's part of the pollers of the Super 16 poll. And don't forget, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we're getting our first college football playoff grid, as I like to call it. You'll start to see the top 12 teams in America. Listen, there was a lot of upsets in college football. And I tell you, if you were ranked anywhere from 7 to 12, you were singing for your supper. Tennessee dodged a bullet. Iowa State did not. Texas A&M did not. South Carolina, you heard Brock Hines. That was his chic pick of the week. He nailed that one. And then the NFL served up a lot of action on Sunday. And then the week comes to a close tonight in Kansas City. Midwest getting hit with a lot of rain. But the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. So we look forward to that as well. Gerrit Cole's going to stay with the Yankees. He opted out. Now he's back in. If he opted out and the Yankees had to match it, would have been another year on a contract for $36 million. And shockingly, he said, you know what, I'm good. And so he's a Boris client. You rarely see Scott Boras leave money on the table. I mean, let's be honest. But the big deals to come, and the Yankees let five players go today too. Really not a big surprise, but the big one is obviously Soto. I mean, the Mets are going to be in the mix. Obviously the Yankees are going to try to retain, but Soto and his people are saying, yeah, it's going to be, everyone's got a shot. Maybe the Dodgers, who knows, maybe he goes back to the Padres because that team is poised to win and possibly win big. So that's where we get going today. Heavy up on the football, and we'll start it with Zayd Hussein. He'll kick it off. That NFC North, best division in football. We've been saying that since August, and it's coming true. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip. I told her, get with the program, walking play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO and GEICOinsurance.com. Check out the rates right now. And by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs. Let's get him in here. He is in the heart of the best division in the National Football League. That is the NFC North. Nothing this week really took away from that except his Bears. Wow. I mean, and Shane Waldron is still going to call plays there. If there's not a situation that is screaming for a change with the OC, the offensive coordinator, I don't know what is. But let's get him in here, Zaid Hussain. Zaid, welcome aboard, pal. How are you? Hope you had a good weekend, pal. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. And, you know, the Bears, once again, just a horrible performance. And I remember speaking with you a couple weeks back and saying how, you know, a lot of people are overreacting to our performances. And you look at what we've done offensively a couple weeks ago compared to now, I think it was all just, the competition, the schedule, the teams that we were playing. Because we went from playing some of the worst teams in the league to now we can't even score a touchdown on the Cardinals, who's like a middle-of-the-pack type of team. So I think we're in a lot of trouble here, and I do think we need a change as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't want to go all Bears here. I want to spread it around the division. But I gotta look at the play calling. How do you not target your tight end, Cole Kmet? Not once. Didn't target him once yesterday. In a game where Dinkin and Duncan might have been the answer. They've got a great stable of receivers. And DJ Swift carrying the ball, he can catch it outside, out of the backfield. But the offense looks so freaking convoluted. And I know you have a rookie quarterback. Dumb the system down here a little bit. And I'm not saying Caleb Williams isn't sharp. Because he is, and he's mobile, he can scramble. But this, I'm stunned that they have not made a change with the play calling. But they're going to stay with Waldron. I think it's a horrible, horrible. Now look at, they got the Patriots. They got a rollover opponent, and they should have no issue dispatching New England very rudely at the Soldier Field. But you tell me, this offense looked terrible.
Yeah, and when you look at it, I feel like the receivers aren't running with a purpose. I don't know if they're not understanding the playbook fully, but, you know, guys are having a really hard time of getting open, and Caleb's scrambling around 20, 30 yards every play because, his line isn't giving him protection, and he's trying to make plays, God bless him, but this is a hard offense to watch, it really is. And now you're talking about New England, a team that actually, they looked pretty well. Drake May's a guy that's been making a lot of plays. I think New England can come into Soldier Field and beat us.
Well, we're going to get you back here later on in the week, and we'll break these games down further. All right, let's stay in the division, though. And, you know, it never pans – well, I shouldn't say it never pans out. But, listen, Detroit, there's only one team, I think, that has outscored them this year in the whole league. I mean, Detroit's a juggernaut. Can we just start right there? This is an elite team. It's almost like it's been preordained. We're going to get Detroit and Kansas City, and all you others are just playing for, you know, a nice little playoff berth, but you're going to get dispatched. There is such a separation in both the NFC and the AFC. Let's start with Detroit. I mean, even banged up, this team is very, very hard to keep out of the end zone. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, Marty, when you look at this team, it's a team that knows how to win and play winning football. They're a team that doesn't get away from their strengths. I mean, you have Montgomery and Gibbs carrying the ball combined 28 times, rushing for over 73 yards, 65 yards each. And both these guys are breaking out chunks, averaging Gibbs averaged 6 yards a carry, and Montgomery's averaging over 4 yards a carry. So this is a team that's playing hard-nosed, run the ball down your throat football. And you want to talk about the receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7 catches, 56 yards, a touchdown, and Sam Laporta, 2 catches. Those are the only two receivers to catch a football against the Green Bay, and they still win, you know, very easily. This is a team that's running the ball. They don't need to pass. And when they do, I mean, they're still converting. But this is a team that's playing really well right now, and I think they're the best team in the NFC. How could you argue they're not?
All right, Minnesota 6-2. You know, I was starting to poke holes in them here a little bit. You know what I liked about the Vikings last night? I mean, this was a 7-0 game at halftime, and you had a weird scoop and score play on a, just a weird, weird play. A lot of penalties, sloppy football. I thought O'Connell said it best. We got to go back in there and just go down to basics, which I loved it. But that second half, impressive. Here's what I like about the Vikings. They did not bring their A game, but they still found a way to beat a very good defensive team with the Indianapolis Colts, who looked like they were poised for which would have been a pretty sizable upset on the road up in the Twin Cities U.S. Bank. Give me a take on the Vikings.
Yeah, I think with the Vikings, you know, it was a sloppy win, but, you know, it's good enough that they did win to move to 6-2. However, I mean, you look at who they beat, it's like, okay, you beat a Joe Flacco getting off the couch 40-something years old, and I know he's played okay football, but this is a win where you should have, you know, blown this team out, I think at home in prime time. And Sam Darnold still showed some of those mistakes that we've seen in the past from him in more recent years. So I need a lot more consistency out of them. I'm not taking them as serious as other people are. I think that come playoff time, they're a team that could crumble, or even down the stretch towards the end of the regular season.
Yeah, we're talking to Zaid Hussain, NFC North, talking some NFL. Did Jordan Love take I think he was due for a game like that. It was not impressive. 24-14, the offense. Don't forget, Detroit's not a defensive juggernaut, but they can outscore you almost at will. But where do you go with Jordan Love right now? I thought he took a step back this week. Just a small one, though. How about you?
Yeah, I did. But then again, Jordan Love's been a guy this year who hasn't really found his footing yet. I know he's played some games, but he's been in and out of the lineup, dealing with a lot of different injuries. You know, when your quarterback's throwing the ball 39 times, it's never really a good look. You want to be able to run the ball more. I think Jordan Love just needs a little bit more time to get his feet under him. And, you know, maybe he's playing a little bit hurt, more than people realize. I think this is a team that was a tough matchup against Detroit. You know, you lose by 10 points, but I think he could build on this, take it as a learning experience, and keep going forward.
Nobody has scored in this league more than the Washington Commanders. I mean, Zaid, they are a fun team to watch. You know what's strange? They have gone from the complete outhouse to the penthouse. The stench from Landover, Maryland, where they play, when you think about it, Snyder, the owner, sexual harassment stuff, cheerleaders filing suit against the team, a female woman radio broadcaster says she was treated poorly. I mean, and you know what? Goodell, he gets a lot of criticism, but he forced the sale to that team, and now they've got a great owner in Harris who owns the Devils, the New Jersey Devils. He owns the Sixers, and now he owns the Washington Commanders. This is a great story. And it doesn't necessarily end with Jaden Daniels, but it certainly begins with that rookie quarterback out of LSU. This kid is phenomenal. Let me hear.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels continues to make play after play. And this was a tough win, you know, a tough game. You're going to MetLife Stadium. You're on the road. It's a tougher game for them. Now they move to 6-2. They win, a prayer Hail Mary against the Bears. Now they come in, they beat the Giants again. This is a team that's rolling. I think that they could go in and beat anybody. What really stuck out to me is Terry McLaurin. I mean, he's been an exceptional wide receiver and weapon for Jaden Daniels. I think he leans on him. He caught 2 touchdowns. You know, those were the only 2 catches he had in the game. He looks for him in the red zone. He's a guy that he could trust. I think they're building a really good thing over there down in Washington, and I see a lot of success in their future.
I can't remember a rookie quarterback being this poised. I really can't. This kid just looks like he's out there drawing plays in the dirt, having fun. I mean, he is such an improviser. The Hail Mary that beat the Bears just a week ago yesterday. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, he just looks so relaxed. There's nothing that rattles this guy. I think it's uncanny, if you want to know the truth, Zade. Really, this kid's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, talk about a guy that feels like he's been there. He's been in that moment. Usually quarterbacks have such a tough time adjusting from college to the NFL. But he's a guy that came in just like how C.J. Stroud did last year. You know, these are guys that are coming in now, and they're dominating the football game. They're really dominating the game, Marty. It's something that I never thought I'd see in a first-year rookie quarterback.
Zade Husain does an outstanding job. Commanders and Steelers. How about that game on Sunday as we get ready for that one? And Dallas is banged up. They're headed to Philly or home to Philly. That's going to be a mess. Zade, outstanding job, my friend. And we look to get you back on the college or pro football beat this coming Saturday or Sunday. We'll be in touch. Great job out of you, Zade. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Marty.
All right, you got it. Zade Husain, presented by GEICO and GEICO Insurance. We roll along here on a Monday evening into a Tuesday morning quarterback edition, recapping NFL. We're going to go double barrel. Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins, they're coming up next. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? okay?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Monday night into a Tuesday. I call it the Sports Huddle on Mondays. We got double barrel action. Ladies before gentlemen, Giovanna Scroggins, Tyler Levine, love having them both on. I will break protocol and manners here. I'm going to start with you, Tyler. Gerrit Cole, he leaves $36 million on the table. He opts out. He forced the Yankees' hand. And now the two sides said, you know what? Gerrit Cole says, I'll come back and I'll fulfill the four-year deal at whatever it was, $189 million. It was just monopoly money to begin with. But I'm stunned. And then five other Yankees got the El Budo today, too. Hill, Loaiza, Trevino, the catcher, and a couple of others. But give me a quick hit on Cole before we get into football. I got to hear your opinion as, quote-unquote, air quotes, a Yankee fan. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
I mean, that's what players do nowadays. They opt out and just re-sign for, you know, a little bit more cash. I think it was $124 million we got him for over the next 4 years. I mean, how can you not re-sign the guy, give him whatever he wants? He held up his end of the bargain other than covering first base in the fifth inning. You know, to show up in that type of game and have no earned runs and even to come back out of that inning and still pitch two shutout innings and, you know, look great. You know, how can we not sign the guy? I mean, he was realistically our only starting pitcher in that World Series that, you know, even had a respectable performance, and he didn't only do it once, he did it twice. And we're going to need him if we have any plans or ambitions to get back to where we left things off and hopefully he can finish the job this time. And I saw the craziest stat, and then obviously we can move on. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers scored 25 runs total in the five games that were played. The Yankees scored 24. We had a higher batting average and a higher on-base percentage than the Dodgers. They won the series 4-1. I mean, that's crazy to me that the defense was that bad. And for me, it all comes down to the manager not having your guys prepared and making sure that they're focused and in the right headspace.
Yep, can't add anything to it. You're 1,000% correct. Giovanna, I'm tempted to go Dallas first or Cowboys NFL. I got to go to your alma mater, SMU. This is unbelievable. I mean, absolutely drilled Pitt. I caught a lot of that action on Saturday night. A lot of people think they're going to make this 12-team playoff. Give me your take on the Mustangs homecoming. Wow, what a great game off a Mockingbird there in Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's hear. Go ahead, SMU.
Yeah, to come in and play on homecoming night and get a win over a ranked team that's a pretty good team was huge for the Mustangs. And Kevin Jennings, I think I said coming into this game, he needs to clean up the turnovers. He needs to not fumble the ball. And he did exactly that. He threw for 306 yards, had two passing touchdowns. So I personally think he played phenomenal. Obviously, that huge win over Pitt. And then also Nick Saban shouting out Kevin Jennings on a college game day too was huge for the SMU Mustangs. So we're rolling on. I think we're going to finish the season pretty good. And who knows? I'm going to remain optimistic. I'm not going to say we're going to make the 12-team playoff. I think it's a little bit ambitious, but I'm rolling on with this this Pony Express, and I think we're looking very, very, very good right now.
All right, Tyler, let's throw a college football question your way. Listen, we know Indiana's a great basketball school. Robert Montgomery Knight, of course, Courts Knight, and all the great years at Hoosiers. The football team is just flat out unbelievable. Cignetti came in from James Madison. Oh my God, it's either it's either a former president or a James Madison snack. How about this? Indiana, eighth in the country, Tyler, headed towards the playoff, and they're a 2-touchdown favorite against Michigan. You try to make some sense out of Indiana. Go ahead.
I mean, their coach set the tone for the season in the presser starting off the year asking, you know, what does he do? And he says, I win, Google me. You know, that's a pretty bold statement to make. And here they are sitting 9-0, 6-0 in the Big Ten, ranked eighth in the country, and a 2-touchdown favorite against. I mean, listen, Michigan is not what Michigan was last year, so this spread doesn't surprise me at all. Yep. What's more interesting is I believe that last week, Oregon, they were a minus 14.5 point favorite. So mm-hmm. when you think about it like this, Oregon was the same spread against Michigan as an Indiana team. Granted, Oregon is on the road. If they're at home, I'm sure that probably jumps up to 17, 18, 19, 20. But This is just it's exactly – I keep referencing this every time we talk college football. This is exactly why the playoff is so awesome this year, because a team like Indiana, as long as they can finish things up on a strong foot, unlike we unfortunately saw from Iowa State, if Indiana can win out or even end, maybe in losing the Big Ten title game to Ohio State, they'll be in the playoff. And what a cool thing to watch. You know, who would have ever thought Indiana football in the college football playoff picture? And now here we are, coming onto these games on the 9th of November, and they're very much so in the picture and very much in the conversation for a Big Ten title.
I mean, quarterback Rourke, he's from Ohio U, Bobcats. This is stunning. Listen, not only are they going to get into the playoff in all probability, they're going to do some damage. I mean, yep. I mean, the lords of the college football world are going to – if Indiana ever got to the championship game, I think they'd be almost embarrassed, because Indiana playing, Oregon, it's possible. They're that explosive. All right, let's turn our attention to the pros. The Cowboys are an unmitigated disaster, Giovanni. I don't know how you can spin it. Now Dak Prescott goes down several weeks, hamstring injury. CeeDee Lamb, minor injury. But here comes Philadelphia. I don't know what you can hang your hat on if you're a Cowboy fan right now, but this team is a mess. Let's hear what you have to say.
Yeah, the Cowboys' only saving grace against the Eagles is if A.J. Brown doesn't play, and his injury might not be as serious as it looked to be. So he's going to be on a day-by-day basis going into Sunday's game against the Cowboys. But yeah, the Cowboys said it before, and I'll say it again, they should tank this season. I think it's quite over for them. A bunch of head coaches being fired and moved around across the league. So I think it'll be interesting to see what will happen. Maybe not a firing, but if there's going to be even some movement and changes. But I'm looking at this as kind of a win for the Cowboys. I mean, Dak's hurt. Maybe you can switch things up by changing kind of how you run your offense, because you bring in a new quarterback, whether that be Cooper Rush, or maybe give Trey Lance a chance. That could be a positive thing. And who knows, they might shock us. Obviously, Dak's gotten hurt before, and Cooper Rush did come in and play for him in a couple of games, and he didn't do terrible. So I'm going to remain optimistic. I think Cooper Rush might surprise us. He's not a terrible quarterback. So I'm excited to see if that could change anything for our offense. But, I mean, right now you can't lose for the Cowboys, because, I mean, you've already lost so much. So.
I got to ask a question for Giovanna Marti. I've been seeing social media stuff about people saying that the Cowboys should consider trading Parsons. Not because he's not an amazing player, not because he doesn't make their defense better, but because they're coming into now a year where they're going to have to give him a max contract, and calling it for what it is, they're in a rebuild right now. Yeah. Do you really want to have the most expensive quarterback, the most expensive, one of the most expensive wide receivers, and now have to throw more money versus where you can get definitely at least one first round pick for this guy?
Yeah.
Obviously just the way things are looking right now, you're going to have another first rounder to play with that you can trade picks, acquire more pieces. Is that something that you think could be a good move for them? I don't think they'll execute on it because Jerry Jones is too stubborn, but what are your thoughts on that idea?
I think it's a great idea. I've actually been talking about that a lot with some people over here in Dallas. I think that would be a smart move for the Cowboys, and here's why. Micah Parsons is a phenomenal player in his own right. I think we've seen him and what he can do. However, with this new current defensive scheme and how the defense is running for the Cowboys, I don't think outside of his one trick, he isn't that much more valuable. He's a great player. Nobody's questioning his ability. But when it comes to fitting into the Cowboys defense, I think we need to be looking at some different looks. And Micah Parsons maybe not fit into that. And I think, trading him for a first round pick to a different team for the draft is a phenomenal smart move. I agree with you. I don't know if that's going to be executed, but I'm been on that
thought. Who would have thought going into the season, Marti, Giovanna, that we would be talking about the Cowboys, it would be smart for them to trade Parsons?
It's a, you're asking them to trade the franchise. I know he plays on the offside of the ball in defense. There's no way. There is no way I'm trading him unless you make me the proverbial I can't refuse offer. And I don't think anybody's going to do that. They're going to try to steal him. They're not. I agree with you, Ty. They won't do it. I think you should entertain it, but I just can't see.
Listen to offers. Jerry Jones won't do it, though. He's way too stubborn.
Hey, the biggest move they can make in Dallas is Jerry Jones stay in the owner's box, stop doing interviews pre-halftime and post. Nobody cares what he has to say. No, seriously, nobody cares what you have to say, and your team stinks. They're the only 3-5 team in the entire league. They're down with the dregs like the Jets, and the Jets are going to turn it around. They're on a path right now. They're going to turn it around. But you got Patriots and Saints and some of these other teams. The Jaguars at 2-7. The Browns stink. They're 2-7. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. It looks like Jacksonville may get rid of Etienne, which I think would be So, anyways, we move on. We got to get both of you guys to weigh in. The topic for me that I just want to hear what everyone has to say, maybe I'll hear something else, another superlative. Jaden Daniels is money. I love watching this guy play football. And I'm not talking from a gambling standpoint. The guy is just absolutely electrifying.
He's unbelievable. I mean, we've been talking about this. We've been raving about him. When I've hosted and had Giovanna on, we've spent multiple segments discussing how good this kid is and that he is for real. And look, obviously beating up on the Giants, it is what it is. They're not a good team at all. But with that being said, the one bright spot that the Giants have going their way is their defense. And he's making them look pathetic. I mean, this guy's balling. The Commanders haven't been 7-2 since 1996. That is a year before I was born. Just think about that. And look at where they were last year and look at where they are right now. I mean, Jaden Daniels obviously plays quarterback, doesn't play in the defense, but he's making their defense better by playing the way he is.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree with that all the way. I mean, they go and play the Steelers this coming Sunday, and that's going to be a walk in the park, in my opinion, for Jaden Daniels. He has single-handedly made this whole team and this whole organization not only relevant, but just all around better.
All right. Good job. It goes quick, folks. I told you, this Monday Night Sports Huddle with these two outstanding contributors, Giovanna Scroggins, thank you, Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. This is Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO Insurance and GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage. We'll come back. Scott Warner played for Georgia. What a play he had back in 1981, the Sugar Bowl, Georgia, Notre Dame. Talk about the superpowers in college football, right? We'll come back with the Super 16 poll and see how Scott handled it. We're coming back on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we are talking New Orleans sports on a Monday evening into a Tuesday at Sports Overnight America. We are heard around the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, we are thrilled to have yet another pollster from the Super 16 poll put out each week by the National Football Foundation. His name is Scott Warner. He played at Georgia, played in the National Football League, played with the Philadelphia Stars in the USFL, and Scott's nice enough to give us a few moments. Scott, my name is Marty Terrell. My co-host is Tyler Levine. I welcome you to the program. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. The Bulldogs are winning. Everything's good in the Bulldog world.
You know, I was hoping maybe you put the Ducks over the Bulldogs here a little bit, but we can't expect that to happen now, can we?
Well, you know, I think I had them up on top one time this year when we lost, and it was close anyway. It's tough. It's hard to say who's the best right now.
I don't disagree with that at all. Tyler, I'll let you jump in here, but I got to let Scott. Scott, 1981, I mean, come on now, Sugar Bowl, I'm a big Notre Dame fan. I absolutely remember this game. You had the biggest pick in the world. You saved the Bulldogs and Herschel Walker, who had a couple scores. You beat the Fighting Irish. Who was the quarterback that you picked off from Notre Dame? Was it Blair Keel, or who the heck was quarterbacking Notre Dame back then? I don't remember that
part. I believe it was. They had two of them, but I believe it was Blair Keel. And, That was a biggie. I actually had two in that game, and I still have one of the balls. It has Notre Dame printed on it. Yeah, it's a classic.
Well, why wouldn't it? Go ahead, Tyler. Take it away with Scott Warner. Great to have you on, Scott. Go ahead, Tyler.
Scott, how are you? Tyler Levine here. You said it best. This is one of the few seasons that we've had in recent memory where there isn't really one clear favorite to win it all. And what a better time than the inaugural 12-team playoff initial year. What do you make of this playoff? Who do you have your eye on? I'm going to say outside of Georgia, who's the biggest threat to a team like Georgia going into this playoff?
Well, right now I'd say Tennessee. In my opinion, they are a good football team. And they've played in some big games in the SEC, as has Alabama, as has Georgia. Not well, they haven't played, but it's the SEC. And any week, any one of these, Kentucky, South Carolina, Texas A&M, take your pick right now, Texas, it's ugly. It really is. And it's a good time to have the 12. This makes it worth everything they've put into it, the thought to have a 12-team playoff, because we're going to have that many teams. I mean, look at Indiana. Look at Army. Golly, they're undefeated. I mean, yeah, it really is. It's an interesting year, and I'm enjoying it.
We all are. I'm glad you mentioned Indiana. Did you ever think, Scott, you'd fill out a poll with, seriously, the Indiana Hoosiers on it? You got to be honest with us. It's not, we'll cover you here. We know it's not, you know, you don't have an axe to grind, but you got to admit, when you print Indiana or you pencil down Indiana in your poll, you had to take a second look at it, right?
No, I didn't. I really didn't, because that's what college football has turned into now. If you can play good defense and you got a good running attack, anybody can win, and you don't make mistakes. That's the killer. But they're playing a great brand of football, and I congratulate them. I'm glad to see everybody doing the parity coming back, and everybody doing well. It's good for college football.
I agree. I think it's great to see some of these teams that we don't normally see in these spots playing this well. And, you know, say what you want about the NIL. It's part of the reason why, outside of, you know, good coaching. My question for you, because obviously you're very involved with these polls and who's where, out of these teams that are sitting on the bubble right now, and the bubble meaning, you know, 13 through 25, who do you see as someone that you have your eye on that's going to find a way to sneak into this playoff?
Gosh, there's so many big games that I mean, I dread going to Ole Miss this week. Georgia going to Ole Miss. We could easily end up on the outside very quickly. We got Ole Miss and Tennessee, two games in a row. You know, it's scary. I mean, it really is. To think that you wouldn't be in the top 12. But, take your pick. K-State, Iowa State, I mean, they're limitless. Notre Dame, they come and go. They've played like the Bulldogs. You never know who's going to show up week to week with some of these guys. And in some of the other big conferences, they don't have – the ACC is in turmoil, and Miami playing so well. It's an interesting argument up there, but I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. No. It's going to be a great year.
I think you're right, and I'm glad you mentioned Miami. They're extremely dangerous, explosive offense. Duke was hanging around for a while until Miami said, not on our day, and took care of business. We're talking to Scott Warner, National Football Foundation, Super 16 poll. He's a 2016 inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame, and we forgive him for his great pick off Blair Keel in the 81 Sugar Bowl for Herschel Walker and the Georgia Bulldogs as they knocked off the Fighting Irish. Scott, are you sensing we might see the end of college football's conference championship games in lieu of this expanded playoff? They want to steer clear of the National Football League. I'm getting the sense. I know they make a lot of money, but who knows? I could see us easily going to 16 teams. Do you sense maybe the conference championship games are in danger, maybe an endangered species? Let me hear your take on that if you could.
There's no doubt. You gain nothing by playing in it other than to say you're the SEC champs or the Big Ten champs or the ACC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you risk injury, number one. And a lower ranking in the top 12, even if you play in, you're invariably probably going to be one of those top 12s if you're playing in the conference championship. But unless they turn it into one of those games that gets you along the way, if they can somehow implement the conference championships in with the 12 team, then yeah, it's probably going the wayside. You're probably right.
Scott,
I hadn't heard a whole lot of people talk about it, but much, because it's not that big a deal anymore. I mean, everybody's playing for the natty.
I completely agree with both of you. Scott, I'm curious on who your pick to shift things away from the teams to, you know, an individual award in the Heisman, because there's so much conversation between Dylan Gabriel, Cam Ward, Ashton Jeanty, who's personally my favorite player in the country right now. Who's your favorite to take home the Heisman this season?
Gosh, I really don't have one. I've always I've been a little reluctant to pick a great football player, and it's always the quarterbacks, and I always pick the football player that could. I look at the guys that could play any position, and there's a couple of guys on D that have done well this year, but quarterback and running backs, we really haven't had any. It has a lot to do with who you play. You know, it's that whether or not somebody's in your face all day. That remains to be seen. I think we ought to wait a little bit longer before we start putting people up on a pedestal and let the season play out and see how things go.
Yeah, but Scott Warner with us. Yeah, I'll end on this, and I'll let Tyler finish up with you, Scott. Where do you fall on the name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal? Free agency has arrived in college football. Is this a professional brand of football now, disguised as college football? Where do you go with the nil, the name, image, likeness, and what amounts to free agency now in college football? I'm dying to hear your take on this. Go ahead.
I think it is the beginning of the end of what we know as college football. It is there's going to be the haves and the have-nots. You look at, unless they set a price cap on some of the schools, I mean, there's something that the Harvards and the Yales could compete with everybody because their pockets are so deep. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough for UGA to raise money, if you want to know the truth. It doesn't matter, we're an ag school. We're a business school and an ag school. Georgia Tech probably does a better job raising money than we do. The Texas and the A&M's, Texas A&M, the TCU's out there with all the oil money. There's no telling how they're going to manage this. But it's crazy. I know a lot of the guys I played with 44 years ago said, man, we just came along at the wrong time. Yeah, we'd like to be in on some of that. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I'm kind of on board with something that you said there, which is, you know, putting the cap on it seems to be really the only way to kind of level the playing field like we see in professional sports. To shift things to your Georgia Bulldogs, I want to end on a positive note for you. You guys got Ole Miss, away at Ole Miss coming up, and then at home versus Tennessee, followed by two kind of throwaway games with Massachusetts and Georgia Tech. What's the ceiling for this Georgia team? We obviously saw you guys take down Florida this weekend. Beck did not have his best game. What do you see as the key to Georgia getting back to the top and taking home that championship?
Just their defense. Them playing. If they play good defense, I don't think there's anybody in the country that can play with them. And then the offense, the takeaways, the offense, all they need to do is run the football and not make mistakes. And the defense will take care of the rest. But that remains to be seen. That's always the case in football. The team that makes most mistakes usually ends up losing. So cut the mistakes, play good defense, and you got a chance to win it all.
Scott Warner, thank you so much for your time. Again, National Football Foundation, the Super 16 poll, inductee to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2016. Scott, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to talking to you down the road. We appreciate your contribution. Excellent job out of you.
Thank you very much. Good night.
There you go. Scott Warner, that's W-O-E-R-N-E-R. Blair Keel leading the Irish down they're gonna get the Sugar Bowl. And, you know, Notre Dame's gonna finish on a high note, and no. The guy we just spoke to, Scott Warner, picked him off. His second pick of the game. I didn't know he had another pick there. Tyler, good point. I think Georgia could win it. Obviously they could. This is an elite team. They rue that first half against Alabama this year. I don't know what the heck was into that team, but they just did not show up for the start of that game. Wow.
Well, I'm concerned about the quarterback play as well, because, you know, you can't win a national championship and have a quarterback throwing three interceptions like we saw against a bad, calling it for what it is, a bad Florida team. So, you know, if they're going to – their defense can show up all night long if they keep turning the ball over and they're keep having to come back onto the field on short rest, it's going to be tough for them to take the national championship home. But with that being said, they have potentially, arguably, you know, my pick for the best coach in the country. They have an elite running game with ETN, mm-hmm. and they have a really solid defense. So if they can just play to their strengths and really not turn the ball over, you look down this list of teams and, you know, who can really keep up? You know, that defense absolutely shut Texas down in their house.
They did.
And everyone was talking prior to that game about Texas being the team to beat. And now, it's quiet. There's not much talk about them, regardless of 7-4.
All right, you hang in. Two-minute drill coming up. What we're streaming and screaming about, it's easy. Tonight, it's Kansas City and Tampa. We'll get an opinion on that. We'll bring it to a close at the top of the hour. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Tyler Levine along the way as well. We're coming right back.
Fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Counting down to kickoff, right, into week 10 of the NFL next week. A lot of college action, too. We got Thursday night NFL and, of course, a full bevy of Saturday and Sunday football action. But tonight, Monday night, we'll be breaking it down with Jen and Jeff Rich in the overnight. Any shot tonight, Tampa, going into Kansas City and taking care of business? Probably not, huh? Let me hear it,
Tyler. I don't think they can win, but the spread being at 9 is very interesting because this season specifically, NFL underdogs have had great success. Actually, the highest outright win rate and cover rate spread thus far throughout a season in NFL history, I believe. Actually, one of my buddies, Mike Antebi, has a huge, huge parlay riding on Tampa Bay plus 9.5. So I'm hoping that they can get that done. But you never know. A lot of times these teams, when they have people who are injured, you know, the home team, whatever, away, they overlook them. So Kansas City should watch out. You know, they want to preserve that perfect record. I think they do get it done tonight, but I expect it to be a little bit closer than people might think.
Yeah, and this is a fantasy football player's delight when you get Mahomes and Baker Mayfield. I think it could be a fast track tonight in Kansas City. We shall see. So you're going to be happy Gerrit Cole back with the Yankees. Are they going to get Soto? Come on now. Be honest. I don't think so. I think he's going to take this as exit stage right. He's got a boatload of money waiting for him in Flushing, Queens from Steve Cohen and the Mets. I think you're going to be waving bye-bye. And it's going to hurt even more because he's going to the Mets.
Well, here's the thing. The Yankees can't let the Mets take him. They have to pay whatever it takes. And ultimately, calling it for what it is, he's going to whoever's paying the most. Pay the most. Pay the tax. Deal with it. You can't let a guy – if we are serious about – winning, if we're serious about getting back to where we just were 2 weeks ago in the World Series, but actually bringing it home, it's time to be the Yankees again, because we haven't been the Yankees for 15 years. We gotta bust the bag open for somebody. And he's the only one who performed. Not the only one, but he was the main performer for us in the playoffs when it really mattered most.
That's going to brace yourself. I never thought the Red Sox would get rid of Mookie. I never thought the Red Sox would let Bogaerts walk. I'm telling you right now, there comes a limit, and where you just put the fence out there and you just don't budge. We shall see. Hey, listen, great job out of you. By the way, you guys are killing it. You're doing a great job in a good way on First Touch Friday afternoons, 5 East and 4 Central, 2 o'clock Pacific. For Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew, Giovanna Scroggins, Tyler Levine, also Zaid Hussein, I'm Marty Terrell, and also Scotty Warner. Enjoy your Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline. Adios.